AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. The death toll from the crackdown on Iran's protests has jumped to at least 3,090. That's according to activists, even as signs of normalcy return. Earlier today, President Trump took the unusual step of thanking Iran's government. AP's Sagar Meghani.
The president says Tehran was going to hang more than 800 political prisoners.
And I greatly respect the fact that they canceled that.
That comes after the president spent days suggesting the U.S. military might strike Iran if the government started mass killings amid widespread protests. An Arab diplomat says several Mideast allies have urged him to hold off. Asked who might have convinced him to back down, at least for now.
Nobody convinced me. I convinced myself.
Saying the cancellation of the hangings had a big impact. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
During a webinar about artificial intelligence earlier today, First Lady Melania Trump said kids can use AI to achieve goals.
Creators must stretch their minds to think differently. The world of possibility is endless, and AI is extending the conceptual in ways never dreamed of before.
U.S. flu activity fell for a second week, but experts are worried that the season is far from over. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention posted the latest data showing a big drop in flu hospitalizations and a smaller but significant decrease in medical office visits due to flu-like illness. The number of states reporting high flu activity also fell from 44 to 36. But that doesn't mean the season is over, especially for the flu. CDC officials say that second surges in flu activity often happen after the winter holidays. So far this season, there have been at least 18 million flu illnesses and 230,000 hospitalizations. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is the AP Market Report. Stocks edged a bit lower on Wall Street as the first week of corporate earnings season closes out. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Friday. The index reached its latest all-time high on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 83 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 0.1%. Gains for several big tech companies helped offset losses elsewhere in the market. Chip company Micron Technology rose almost 8%. Several regional banks reported their latest results. Pittsburgh's PNC Financial jumped 3.8% after beating Wall Street's fourth quarter targets. Regions Financial fell 2.6% after its results missed forecasts. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Soutell, New York.
More on APNews.com. I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.